This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. Good to be with you today. If you're new to meditation, hope to give some good, clear guidance. The basics of mindfulness are relatively simple, and we use abilities we have, our ability to decide where to place attention and so forth. We don't try to struggle to create some experience or some special state. Even though good states can emerge from meditation, of course, we focus our attention on elements of experience actually happening, the sounds we can hear, the feel of the breath, and so forth, and go from there. In doing this, we won't do it perfectly. Our attention will get pulled away at times. And with mindfulness practice, we have that invitation, that opportunity just to be real, to notice what is happening when our attention is drawn into thoughts or into emotions and so forth. Just recognizing what's happening has a lot of value. We don't have to try to manipulate or micromanage our experience, just noticing. And then we can decide to bring the attention back to the feel of the breath or something like that. Even though that won't be perfect either, right? Our attention can move very quickly in different ways. So let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in breath and out breath as we get going. Maybe you're going to sigh with the out breath. Letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. So in the midst of everything that may be happening for you, just note some of the sounds. Don't try to hear everything or keep track. Some mental activity, this focusing attention, sustaining attention. And so we don't have to get rid of other things. Just in the midst of everything happening, focus on what we can hear, some of the sounds happening moment after moment. So focusing on sounds is a fine way to meditate. We can come back to sounds when we wish. It's also good to practice with sensations in our bodies in a similar way. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body. Just noticing what you can feel, head and shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. As we feel into our bodies, it could be natural to notice sensations connected with the breath. Just a normal breath now, not breathing deeply the way we began. With the normal in-breath, tends to be some sensations in the abdomen, the chest. It can be a tightening, a lifting. The out-breath, falling, softening, dissolving. So just tuning in to those sensations by virtue of which you know the breath is happening. There are also sensations, of course, at the nose, the upper lip, as air comes in, as air leaves. So we're talking about perfectly ordinary sensations, just these sensations that are available. They might be vivid, maybe not so vivid, it doesn't matter. Again, it's a mental exercise, this focusing of attention, sustaining attention. So the breath is pretty good most of the time, much of the time. If it doesn't feel quite right for you, you can come back to sounds or focus somewhere else in your body. The feel of the hands or the feet also can be good.
Alicia told me I have to get a house. So she said, don't come home empty-handed. So, Steven, I'll yeah, double.
So this is an activity that does take some effort, but it's mostly kind of a decision to try and then mustering patience as we go along. So we don't do it all at once. We begin and then kind of stay attuned. And keeping in mind that when those moments when we realize the attention has drifted, it's been pulled away by one thing or another, there is that invitation just to include whatever is happening as part of this mindfulness meditation practice. Just that recognizing if thoughts are pulling attention, they can move really quickly. We don't try to stop that flow. We don't try to keep track of everything, of course. Just noticing, thinking. We don't have to stop it. We can notice that and then just bring the attention back the next in-breath as it begins. With emotions, we can recognize the emotion. Maybe it's not clear what the emotion is, but we can have some sort of conceptual recognition. It may be difficult. This is difficult. Or maybe it is clear this is anger or this is sorrow or whatever. Just and we get in the habit of noticing what's going on in our bodies with these emotions, often in the torso, some sensations. But again, not too much effort here, just a recognition. We don't have to fix it now. Even when our motivation is to look into meditation is to work with emotions better. This is how we do it. Just that recognition, this is happening, this is how it feels. And then turning attention away, coming back to the breath, the next in breath, and so forth. So there are definitely these methods that we practice, but it's also very personal. So we also have a lot of freedom just to be real during this time that we've chosen to take for this. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. By the way, I appreciate having some of the cameras on. It's nice. And I made an adjustment during the middle of that one where some of the cameras that had been on suddenly went off. So I'm not sure what happened, but I didn't intend to turn you off. So the basics are relatively simple. We can practice this on our own. We don't need a group. It's nice to be with a group and so forth, but it is an activity if you find it promising in any way. It's something that you can feel confident about just to practicing on your own, and it can become a sort of habit that many, many people find useful and helpful. And there is a lot to explore. I received a question last week. I just saw the question in the chat just as we were closing. It was a good question. How can I meditate in a regular daily activity like brushing teeth, showering, working in the kitchen, doing yard work, and so forth? It is a good question. I two answers. The first is that we can bring more awareness into our daily activities, and we can kind of do that intentionally. If we're on a meditation retreat, there can be a lot of value in having a tremendous continuity, even when we're eating or just doing kind of the normal taking care of ourselves outside of the formal meditation sessions. There can be a lot of value in that sort of continuity. I practice a lot with Sayadaw Upandita, a monk from Burma, and he really liked to emphasize that this kind of just bringing attention into brushing your teeth. There's a slight movement, or if you're using an electric toothbrush, it's different. But if you're there's just that little motion of the hand, pushing, pulling, and so forth. And even in just kind of reaching, extending the arm, pulling, pushing, pulling, things like that, and so forth. So that can be valuable, and you may find that mindful eating, for instance, is can be extremely interesting. However, second point, I'm a little wary of our turning mindfulness into a job where we're supposed to be doing something right all the time. And so I would be very wary about, like, however excited you are about meditation and the effects that it has had for you. Yes, respect that and so forth. But don't necessarily assume that there would be something good about trying to be mindful about every little thing you do. That's just way too much work. We already have too much on our to-do lists, and we don't need to add to the to-do list, be mindful all the time, right? And so be really gentle with that. And probably the best advice is if you notice, just try it out with specific activities and see if you enjoy it. Right. And mindful eating. If you're eating alone, if you eat a meal alone, breakfast or something, just there's a way of just paying attention to this process of looking at the food, seeing the food, gathering it, and so forth. We can even use labels, and Upendita's method would encourage labeling, looking, seeing, gathering, bringing, placing. Chewing, tasting, swallowing, and so forth. And it's a mindfulness activity. It's not that we're supposed to eat that way. It's just a way that it can be quite interesting, and then it can also be interesting to notice how hard it is to do that, and also like what our minds are doing. We have one bite, and we're thinking about the next bite, right? We're thinking, we're kind of, where is our attention? It's quite interesting. And so I don't discourage this kind of idea of bringing more awareness into to our daily activities. But I actually would emphasize for most people, probably more important than that is just setting aside a few minutes a day to practice the meditation on its own without trying to integrate it into everything else. So as a first priority, just work, figure out, and this isn't necessarily easy, but figure out how to set aside some time every day or most days for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes if you're just getting going. But don't worry about the timing too much. It's more doing it in a regular way. And there, one practical advice is just pairing that with some other thing you do every day, right? So that you have a regular time to do it, can make it easier. And so forth. So I feel like I kind of gave a evasive answer there, but it's a truly interesting question. Like working with athletes, I enjoy sports and I've worked with athletes a little bit. And I assure you, if they're already an athlete who has some degree of skill, I am not telling them try to be more mindful when you're playing baseball or playing basketball or something. They're already mindful, right? You have to be attentive to play these games, no matter what it is. And I'm very wary of them trying to be mindful all the time, which is sort of an adding a layer of another obligation to do that interferes with their natural abilities. So with them, I would certainly give this sort of answer, but set aside some time, because even if you spend a certain amount of time, every day practicing, there is the rest of your life, right? And what's happening in that rest of your life can also be having an impact on how you, whether you're rested enough and so forth. So it may be that the most practical use is taking some time to meditate so that you sleep better, or so that. So this is a very interesting question, and of course, the sports thing is just one example. Obviously, our relationships with other people is an area where, yes, of course, practicing paying more attention is a good idea. And practicing, if we have some degree of social anxiety, which is very normal and kind of maybe goes with the territory of being a human being. It's just like, yeah, can we practice observing what it's like to be in that kind of awkward situation? But we don't want to avoid trying to be super mindful all the time, because we might kind of start slowing down so that we can be aware of everything we're saying. And then we lose all our friends real fast, right? Or you know what I mean? It's weird. And so it's truly interesting question how to bring more awareness into our ordinary lives. So I would suggest just having some time to do what we just did, and then maybe being on the lookout for, is there a part of my life where I might be suffering more than necessary? And of course, our habits around being online can certainly be a territory for some attention. It certainly is for me, right? It's just, am I really enjoying this, or am I going through some motions here? Is it so kind of have in mind that question, is this enjoyable? Is it, or am I suffering in a way that maybe not be necessary? So yeah, thank you for your attention today. Yeah, I'm traveling, visiting a friend. So, good to be with you. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.